As governor, Wally Hickel introduced a pragmatic approach to his vision for Alaska. His idea that big dreams lead to big results was frequently tempered at times by a recognition of what was possible. Coming out of the gubernatorial campaign, the public expected him to follow the team of people who helped put him in office, people who wanted to make substantial changes in the state's government and structure to fulfill their own agendas. Bruce Botello, who began that term as the head of the Department of Law's oil and gas section and ended it as attorney general, noticed Hickel was at first constrained by that approach because of the governor's natural inclination to trust people he worked with.
He'd like to describe himself, and I think it was probably true, a person pure in heart. That's not the language that politicians would generally use today, but he could say that without embarrassment.
Botello says the governor recognized that he needed to be personally in charge of his reputation. He says Hickel evolved as issues came up and were dealt with.
Governor Hickel in 1990 and Governor Hickel in 1994 had changed. And I think it's the basis of his abiding sense of pragmatism in how to govern.
His second term as governor was highlighted by a continuation of his encounters with the oil industry, for example, settling the state's claims against Exxon for the Exxon Valdez oil spill and collection of billions of dollars in past due taxes. It also brought about settlement of a 12-year-old lawsuit that led to the establishment of the Mental Health Trust.